is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. And actually, we have some calls right out the gate, so we're going to get to your phone calls here shortly. But tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
And Daryl's here courtesy of his website, which is fpp.cc. We'll try to tell you more about that here in a little bit. Also, got all kinds of interesting news to discuss if we get the chance to do so, including Ed Snowden. He made a statement the other day. We read that last night on the show. Of course, if you missed the show, you can always go to freetalklive.com and download as many archives as you please. But it looks like he's got himself a new passport.
Yes.
And this was after the United States has pulled his U.S. passport. And so this new passport is not coming from the U.S. We'll tell you more about where it's from and what it's all about here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's go first, though, to Dave in Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Dave. Last night you were talking about eminent domain. I believe you had a caller in from Minnesota.
That's correct.
And you had mentioned the Kelo decision at the Supreme Court and then kind of left it there. And I remembered a case after that which kind of threw things way out of proportion. There were so many people upset with the Kelo decision that 44 states passed legislation that kind of went counter to that decision or augmented it so that governments could not just take land anytime they wanted to. The original, just because it was easy to find, I have a Wikipedia article on the Kelo versus City of New London.
Hmm. And for our listeners that don't know, that's the Supreme Court decision. What was it, 05 or 06?
I believe it was 05.
05. Yeah. They made this decision that governments could take private property and then give that property over to other private property owners.
That's right.
So instead of eminent domain being this thing that has historically been used, and I think I oppose eminent domain, period, but, you know, historically it supposedly was only used for public use. Well, now they were saying
we need to build a highway, a baseball stadium.
Right. Well,
park.
Now they're saying that as long as what the private company is going to build is going to generate more tax revenue, that's in the public interest, and so therefore,
yes.
You can just use eminent domain to take stuff and give it to private companies.
Well,
so you're saying that there were states, 44 states, that passed laws rebuffing that to some extent?
Not completely rebuffing it, but clarifying. In this Wikipedia article says, as of June 2012, 44 states had enacted some type of reform legislation in response to the Kelo decision. And there are a couple that are kind of interesting. I live in Ohio, and this is a real short one. It says, an attempted use of eminent domain was brought before the Ohio Supreme Court in Norwood, Ohio versus Homey. The Supreme Court of Ohio held in favor of the property owners. Now, for Minnesota, it's even more interesting. Let me bring it up here. And this is for the caller from last night. It says, the state restricts eminent domain to public use. Minnesota Statute 117.025, passed in 2006, clearly states, and I quote here, the public benefits of economic development, including an increase in tax base, tax revenues, employment, or general economic health, do not by themselves constitute a public use or public purpose.
Hmm.
And the one,
okay, well, that's good to know.
The one for New Hampshire is even maybe a little bit more interesting, especially since I plan on being up there soon.
Hey, great.
It's a lot longer, and I won't read it all. But there were actually two libertarians, small-L libertarians, who pushed this, and their names were Clements and Lori, two different cases for actually two justices that they wanted to take the justices' land. And I remember when that came out. It was very interesting. But at the end here it says, the text of the amendment is as follows. No part of a person's property shall be taken by eminent domain and transferred directly or indirectly, that's important, to another person if the taking is for the purpose of private development or other private use of the property. It
good to know, man. I appreciate you bringing that forward tonight, Dave. That's detail that I was not aware of.
Yeah, and one of the lawyers that was actually working with the City of New London after the court case and after the backlash The lawyer actually said that this is the worst victory I've ever had.
Wow. Dave, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it and look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire when you get here. Of course, he's probably talking about joining the Free State Project, which, of course, is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you are someone who is frustrated by the constant encroachment of the state and you are looking to find other people to do things with about that, like activism sorts of things, well, the activists who are the best, in my opinion, are moving to New Hampshire. There are a few that will not move, but that's their loss because it's great to be around hundreds of other people who actually love liberty and who are willing to do something about it. People are doing politics. They are doing civil disobedience. There's so much happening in New Hampshire. We're creating lots of liberty-oriented media, and a variety of other activism is happening here with only about 5% of the total expected movers that are already here. The Free State Project is trying to reach 20,000 participants, 20,000 individuals who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and then get active in whatever way they feel is most appropriate to help advance the ideas of liberty in our lifetime. And it's working. That's why, Daryl, you and I are here. We're early movers.
Yes.
As part of the Free State Project. And you can join up. Go to freestateproject.org. It's the brand new Free State Project website. What do you think of it, Daryl?
It looks really great. And they've redone the counter where they don't have the thing that looks like the odometer in your car. They've got a bar, and it's not exactly at the top. You do have to scroll down a little bit. But take a look at the resources page. They have an amazing list of resources of different people that are putting out media, ways that you can get involved politically. And not just within the Republican and Democratic parties. They've got the Libertarian Party, the New Hampshire Liberty Party, the Ballot Access Fairness Coalition. It's all listed. And there's so much more that's listed there.
And of course, the classic 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire is still prominent on the site. And it's great. I mean, the Free State Project is the best solution for freedom in our lifetime, unless you've got a better one, and I'd love to hear it if you do at 855-450-FREE. The Pizza Guys in North Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live. Pizza Guy. Hello? Pizza Dude?
Maybe he's delivering a pie.
Maybe he is out on the road. Well, maybe he'll call back. 855-450-FREE. Ed Snowden has himself a new passport. As you know, he has been stuck, or as you may know, he has been stuck in an airport in Russia, I think in Moscow. For a couple of weeks now.
He's been stuck in the transit area because he has no valid passport.
The transit area.
Basically, he's in the terminal.
Yeah.
He cannot leave the terminal because he has no valid papers.
Just like the Tom Cruise movie. Or not Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah, and that was based on an actual guy
that
was stuck in the transit area in the Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris.
Okay.
But at least the airport in Moscow has a hotel.
Oh, okay.
Is it in the transit area.
Really? Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah, so he can go into the hotel.
All right.
And then he can go into the airport, but he cannot go anywhere else. He can't leave the airport. And he can't get on an airplane because he has no papers.
Well, he does now, according to Gawker.com. When fugitive NSA whistleblower Ed Snowden's United States passport was canceled on June 23rd, he was left stranded in Moscow's Sheremetyevo airport. Today, Snowden announced that he's seeking temporary asylum in Russia in order to plan a possible escape to Latin America, but maybe there's an easier way. Snowden now has a brand new replacement passport, if he can get it. He has been issued a world passport backed by no country. But good, say its creators, in nearly all of them. Unfortunately for Snowden, the world passport is more powerful in theory than in practice. It was bestowed upon Snowden by the World Service Authority, a tiny D.C.-based nonprofit peace organization dedicated to promulgating the idea of world citizenship, a utopian ideal in which humanity transcends national borders and lives in global harmony. We'll talk more about this world passport. I have one of them. I am a huge fan of the World Passport, and I'm pretty excited that Ed Snowden has been given one, although I don't know if it's actually made its way to him yet. 855-453 will give you more information, and you can take control here. Bring up what you'd like. You can talk about Ed Snowden or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn, and spend more of your time doing the things you love. over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal! Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control here toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And SACL CAI is a great longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live. And not only do they sponsor Free Talk Live, but they are also a sponsor of other great radio shows, like other liberty-oriented shows, like the School Sucks Project, which is a podcast, a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com make your user account and follow the show on Twitter at School Sucks Show and subscribe on YouTube to the School Sucks podcast channel, schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue here, I want to tell you more about this World Service Authority and the passport that they have issued to Edward Snowden, which I'm pretty excited about. I'd actually hoped that Ed would be given a World Service Authority
passport. Yeah, didn't you actually ask, or might have been someone else asked, if we could actually pitch in money to buy Edward Snowden one of these passports?
Well, when I purchased my World Service Authority passport, you can buy at different levels, right? So you can get kind of the standard $75 passport.
Right.
You know, it's a machine-readable passport. It's in all the. It's a real passport. Then there's higher levels. There's like a donator level, basically, where you spend $400 and you get a different colored passport. So it's red instead of blue.
Sort of like a diplomat sort of thing.
Almost. And so then they say that the extra money that you're paying for that goes to issue passports gratis to various different refugees around the world. So maybe some of the money that I contributed is going to support Ed Snowden's passport. I think that's pretty cool. We'll get back into it. We'll tell you more about the World Service Authority and their passport and that sort of thing. But first, let's bring Mark on the line here. He's in Las Vegas at Freedom Fest. FreedomFest.com is the site. And Mark, you are on Skype. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Awesome. Awesome. It's been a really great time here at Freedom Fest.
It must have been. You didn't call yesterday. You must have been so busy having fun.
Well, you know, it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's convention time, and your brain kind of gets, you know, out of whack. I don't know what to tell you. I did a whole bunch of interviews today. I got Doug Casey. I got Jeff Berwick. I've got Carla Howell. Larry Pratt. Jeffrey Tucker.
These
Joe
are
Thomas.
Big names in the Liberty community.
Yeah, I'm just name dropping here. I've also met lots of people that you know, potentially might advertise on Free Talk Live.
That's a good
different
thing.
Ways to partner with you know, different liberty organizations. I'm not going to miss another Freedom Fest.
Oh wow, that's quite the statement. That's great.
At least not in the next couple of years.
It must have been a really productive, really good event.
Yeah, it was a really great event, and they had you know, stuff from across the board, people from sort of the righty perspective, the lefty perspective. They had folks doing medals, folks doing nutrition, you know, they had films, all kinds of things going on. It was really a blast.
Well, the question, Mark, is, are we Rome?
Well, I think that
are you Rome? I'm not Rome.
We're not Rome.
I'm not a piece of land.
Are there some parallels between what happened to Rome and what's potentially could happen to the government of the United States of America? Yes. I don't know, you know, much beyond that.
Okay. So tell me some of the other highlights. Like, you know, what were some of the things that happened? I mean, like, where were you at 10 o'clock at night when you butt dialed me last night? It sounded like you were at a party. 10 o'clock Pacific. It was 1 a.m. here, so it was 10 o'clock where you were.
I was at an event looking at some people who want to get more free by moving to Belize.
Wow.
Very interesting. I think that you know, they made a great case for Belize, and I had a good time there.
You going down? You going to move to Belize?
Well, you know, I think that there's some great things about Belize.
It's an English speaking. Going to the Move Here Project Facebook page.
This isn't exactly that. No, it is not a project intended to get people to move to create more freedom. No. The suggestion is that there is already more freedom in Belize.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that they've got a little housing project investment thing that
there
I think
are a fair amount of gringos down there, if I'm not mistaken. Like, isn't the national language in Belize English?
It is. It's the only Central American country that has English as its national language. Although some people do speak English, you know, on the eastern coast of Nicaragua also.
Okay. So what else is attractive about Belize?
Well, there's 300,000 people, and two-thirds of them are below the age of 21, so they don't even vote.
What?
Talking about 80% of, excuse me.
Two-thirds of the population are under 21?
That's what they said to me. You need to check into your own. I haven't been able to do my research.
I will go to the CIA World Factbook right now and find out.
That's amazing. So,
I don't trust anybody more than I trust the CIA.
Does that mean
sure.
people don't live very long in Middle East? I mean, what does that mean?
It's a very, sort of country place, and people often move out probably for greater horizons elsewhere, would be my guess.
All right. So Freedom Fest is wrapping up tonight. And
yep, it's up now.
Yeah. So, and it's this is the second time you've been. It's been a couple of years, though, right, since you went to the last one?
Yeah, it's been at least a couple few years. I would say that it's gotten bigger, and
gotten more libertarian?
Yeah, I think that there's a fair critique to be said here that there's a bunch of Republicans running about, and it's true. But I'm watching Mary Ruart walk by me right now, and are you going to question her cred? I mean, she's blowing you a kiss right now.
I love Mary Ruart.
Right, that changes your tune, doesn't it? Doesn't it? You can diss on Freedom Fest.
I didn't diss. I asked if it got more libertarian because I know the keynote speaker a couple years ago was Wayne Allen Root, who was
bad.
Promoting the fact that his initials spell war. No, I think it's great, though. I mean, of course it has to get more libertarian because the ideas of liberty are so persuasive, and the more Mary Ruarts and people like that you put around these, let's call them libertarian lights, then the more people like that you get around them, the better off everybody will be because the ideas are infectious and they make sense. Yes.
The heavy hitters here in the lineup often they seem to there were some of them who were certainly more sort of Republican-y than I would like to see, but that's no doubt when it was the rest of the audience is rife with voluntarists. Rife. The Freedom Fest is going to change. If it's going to change, it's going to change by voluntarists coming here. I'm watching Steve Forbes go by right now. Voluntarists coming here and changing it from the inside.
So then the Free State Project must have really knocked it out of the ballpark this weekend. What do you think?
Free State Project was busy every time I went by. Every time they had somebody behind their booth, they had somebody in front of it. I would, like to see them having somebody behind their booth every minute of the day, and maybe I can work with them to see how that can help.
So, Mark, I just looked up statistics on Belize from the CIA World Factbook, and, take the statistics however you want. This shows that 35.8% of the population is under the age of 14. An additional 21.1% is between 15 and 24.
Mind-boggling.
So quick math in my head, that's 57%
more than
under the age of 25.
Wow.
Not too bad. I mean, I'm not too far off, right?
And then 35% between 25 and 54.
And then a bunch of old retired gringos, probably. Hey, thanks, Mark. Unless you got more, we're going to let you go.
I'll see you. You guys have fun.
Go have fun, man. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Median age, 21 years old.
That's Mark from Freedom Fest, freedomfest.com. And he'll be back again Monday. And, of course, the Sunday show goes on without him tomorrow with Stephanie. More coming up with Free Talk Live here at 855 453.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll free at 855-450-FREE. More about the passport that has been granted to Ed Snowden from the World Service Authority here in a few moments, 855-450-FREE. And also you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to link up with us there. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's website is fpp.cc. What's the mean, Daryl?
FPP is Free Press Publications, and you can remember the .cc as in Creative Commons. And pretty much I got the .cc because it was one of the only ones available because a bunch of...
three-letter domains are hard to find.
Right. Three-letter domains are hard to find because companies would buy those up for totally unrelated reasons.
Mm-hmm.
FPP.com goes to Mattel for some weird reason. I have no clue why. And I don't really have the money to call up Mattel and say, hey, you guys have a domain that I want.
Right.
So on Free Press Publications, you will find news. I just redid the site a little bit because I had been carrying the Lou Rockwell daily feed. And for some reason, they quit sending out the daily feed in email form, which is how I was carrying that. So I've got RSS feeds pulling from several popular websites, or at least websites that I like because they cover news that you're not really going to get elsewhere. And I've got my most recent article pinned to the top, so that way you don't have to search through to try to find the original content that is being published. It's pinned right up there at the top. And there's also a newspaper you can find at news.fpp.cc. There's radio and so much more,
indeed,
including the Peace Prize, which you were one of the recipients of last year. and someone has nominated Edward Snowden for this year.
Fine idea. FPP.cc, get more of Daryl's variety of different media all there, and most of it is free. There are books that you publish, and
yes,
that'll cost a little bit, but they're great books, too. Let's go back to the phones and the fun here. We've got the pizza guy. We're going to try him one more time here in North Dakota. Are you with us?
Buenos tardes, mi amigos.
Hey, hola. ¿Cómo estás? Never mind. Go ahead.
So, yeah. I was listening to the show from the 10th, and, you know, a lot of the times when people are discussing liberty, they go, yeah, but what's it going to look like, or how do we get here from there? And I think a very valuable allegory or, you know, thing to look at would be chattel slavery in the United States. I think when you take a look at the history of it, you have to understand that people believe that owning these black people from Africa who were savages and putting them in a good Christian nation and giving them good work to do and teaching them, you know, the Lord's work, they were doing them a favor, you know, in their mind. And then it wasn't really until, you know, it got into people's heads that, oh, but it's wrong to own people, right?
And yeah, those are human beings, not animals. They're just like you and me.
What's important and exciting to try to kind of look at and think about is, so how did we get from there to here? How did that idea permeate, right? What happened that ended chattel slavery in the United States? Is really the real question. You know,
well, some would say it was the Civil War that ended chattel slavery in the United States.
Total bullets, right? Like, obviously, it was industrialization, concentration of people who were anti-slavery in the North, as well as just general education. All these things came together, you know, as well as moderate politics that just kind of kept nudging it over there.
So wait, are you saying, pizza guy, that 600,000 American lives didn't need to be lost in order to end slavery?
Lincoln was a butcher. No doubt about that. I despise Lincoln.
Isn't it true that in the rest of the world that slavery was pretty much ended, chattel slavery was pretty much ended through market forces rather than through the violence of some sort of war?
Yes.
Well, because it was just, yeah. Go ahead.
The United States was the only country in the Western Hemisphere that ended slavery during the 19th century in which a war was used.
Okay. So, well, pizza guy, what else you got?
The war wasn't even about slavery, but I think...
Well, it became about slavery because Lincoln wanted to make sure that European countries didn't come to the aid of the Confederacy.
Right. And well, when you really look at what happened and what changed it, I think it's to draw an analogy to current times, I think Bitcoin is going to be the biggest ender of the government system, just the way industrialization really is what ended slavery. Because it just makes more economic sense to send people home and let them, you know, take care of their own finances and their own food situation, you know, rather than keeping them and whipping them against their will. And it's going to be the same thing with government. So if you really want to get from here to there, you don't need to know exactly what it looks like. You just need to support the things that are going to get you there. So owning bitcoins, supporting libertarians inside the system. You know, I'm a big Rand Paul fan. Moving to New Hampshire.
You are? I'm sorry.
Amping FTL.
That much I can agree with, but the Rand Paul, I'm sorry about.
I think you got to burn the candle at every end, and I think it's really important to. I think it's important to be inside the system because if you're not, who is? And it's
sure,
it's,
but
you can
don't
be in
delude
the
yourself
without being a Republican or a Democrat.
Well, but don't delude yourself into thinking that Rand Paul's going to do anything that's going to affect the system of Washington D.C. in any meaningful way. In the same way that Ron Paul really didn't do anything ultimately in D.C. that affected the system in any meaningful way.
Yeah, I was reading something on Facebook where I believe it was the Silver Circle movie had shared a quote where Rand Paul says, I don't care if a drone kills him or a cop kills him. If some guy walks out of a liquor store with $50 and a handgun, you know, he needs to be taken out. Some guy left a comment that said, Rand Paul is not the final destination, but he's the connecting flight to liberty. And I totally disagree.
Yeah, I don't agree.
Yeah, that's because you're already there, right? Like, to you, it's definitely a huge step backwards.
What do you mean we're already where?
He's saying we're already at liberty.
Mentally, right? But I can't tell you how many people in my immediate vicinity who've been hearing me spout the whole liberty and freedom thing forever and ever go, oh, Conrad, or oh, pizza guy, you're crazy. anyway, Rand Paul's on the television, and I hear them going, you know what, I think I'm a libertarian now. I really support that guy, Rand Paul. He's doing some good stuff.
But
and then their dialogue, the things they're saying, come out completely different than ever before. And so it's incrementalism. And I've asked you this before. If the Republican Party is going to get, let's say it gets to a point where it supports marijuana decriminalization, what do you think that's going to look like? To me,
I don't expect to see it. I mean, I would be blown away to see something like that happen. But does exactly, Rand Paul doesn't even support that.
He is exactly what the step between here and there looks like, where he as a quote unquote leader gets on Fox.
How many more years will you? Okay, so pizza guy, how many more years will you have to not have the Republican Party embrace marijuana decriminalization before you realize that Rand Paul hasn't been a step to anything?
I've already seen him be a step to things. I'm not looking for any kind of specific outcome. I think the best thing to do is to move to New Hampshire, and that's the number one thing, and that is my goal. But I think that it's all part of a giant chain, and every little bit is moving the current. You know, everybody's a conduit, and nobody really has any control here. And every little bit moves that giant collective.
That much is true. If you want to support Rand Paul, I certainly won't try to stop you.
Here's my question for people that support Rand Paul and want to say, well, Rand's the only one talking against drones. Where was Rand Paul when a drone was used to kill Anwar al-Awlaki and his 16-year-old son, who were both in Yemen? Both American citizens.
He what?
He was busy playing politics. He's a fluffy politician, no doubt about it.
Okay, fair enough. Pizza Guy, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855 453. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything. He mentioned Bitcoin and how that's going to really change things, and I totally agree with that. And Bitcoin's going to do a whole hell of a lot more than Rand Paul will ever be able to do. And in Kenya, 1 out of 3 people have a Bitcoin wallet. That's pretty amazing. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, men. If you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control here toll free on this live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. freetalklive.com, main feature, you can control the content of the site. You can submit show prep ideas to us, different news articles, for instance, or a blog post, YouTube video, whatever you think that you might want to hear on the air. In fact, you can even just type up your own essay or comments or whatever. Just go to freetalklive.com and you can submit stuff there. It's Reddit integrated, which means that it's tied right into the Reddit, the Free Talk Live on Reddit. So don't hesitate to take advantage of that feature. freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, it is completely free.
Well, is it easy to use?
I think so. I mean, you have to, there's a bit of a setup. You have to have an account on freetalklive.com. You also have to have a Reddit account as well. You then link
it. Can that be the same account?
It could be the same account name, I guess, okay. If that's what you're asking. Is that what you mean?
No, I didn't know if somebody could, like, create an account on Reddit and then log into Free Talk Live account.
No, you have to have an account on freetalklive.com and an account on Reddit, and then you link the two together, and,
okay.
you're good to go. So there's a little bit of setup involved, but once you do that, you're all set. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. We'll continue more about Ed Snowden and his brand new passport issued by the World Service Authority. Who are they and what are they doing? Well, we'll tell you more about that. First, we go to the phones and to the fun. We'll talk to Mike listening in New Hampshire. Mike, where are you in New Hampshire, by the way?
Oh, I'm in Keene, and once again, Ian, I'd just like to say what a pleasure it was seeing you and Mark up there at Pork Fest. And I think Pork Fest...
Right.
What I found very depressing to me was that I didn't stay long enough and I didn't get there soon enough, because to me, Pork Fest embodies what the whole free state movement is all about. People getting together, just being people, no government authorities, no regulations telling people what to do. And, gee, you know, Ian, I didn't see any violence up there.
Nope, not at all. Everything was okay at Porkfest, as it is every single year. Porkfest, by the way, is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. For our listeners that are uninitiated, it is the yearly camping festival. It lasts for about a week in the woods of northern New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Beautiful location and full of just amazing people. And yes, Mike, you were there, and it was great to see you this year. So what did you want to share with our audience tonight?
Well, what I encourage people to definitely move to Keene, New Hampshire, or not only Keene, move to the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And, well, and like what you people are doing, making things happen, you know, because you lead by example. And next year we're going to go up to Porkfest for the whole week. And just to see freedom, just to, you know what it is, Ian, to see freedom ring. That's what it's really all about.
And, it's a beautiful week. There's nothing like it. I said it's a beautiful week. There's nothing like it.
And, it's just so nice to be with like-minded people, you know, non-violence, just, people exchanging ideas, a lot of free enterprise, which this country was built on. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of my friends up there, you know, doing business, honest, legitimate business, you know, they created themselves. And it was such a blessing to be there. I mean, it was so...
Was it your first time? Was it your first time at
Porkfest? Yes, it was my first time, and if it hadn't been for you guys and my brother Kurt, who you know, to push me to finally get off my rear end and go up there, now we're going to go up there for not only a week, we're going to go up there even beforehand just to enjoy the right mountains.
Nice,
and,
man.
And try to do a little more. If each one of us can do a little more, each one of us can do a little bit to promote freedom. It's just such a beautiful thing. And to be there with people that are so like-minded, that non-violent, that are creative and constructive, people that don't only talk, they walk too.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate hearing from you and look forward to seeing you again. Yes, sir.
You know, one thing that I thought was interesting about the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, I went the entire week with only, I think, three transactions where I actually used FRNs.
Yeah, you can do a lot of alternative currency transactions there. Bitcoin and silver are both very, very popular alternative currencies. It's cool stuff.
Yeah.
And lots of new people were there this year, too,
yes.
By the way. Like, it was like 80% newbies at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I always find exciting because it's great to see old friends. But it's also really great to know that the Free State Project is needing, you know, that there are new minds coming into this concept, that
yes.
New people are being introduced every single year, because every year it's new people. Every year it's a majority new people, but usually it feels more like 60%. This year it seemed really heavy on new people, and I take that as a good sign, a sign that the movement is growing.
Was it necessarily that there were that many more new people that were there, or was it just that the new people were going to the speakers and the panels where every speaker always says, raise your hand if it's your first year?
I love asking that question just because I love to see the wave of hands go up. Yes, I don't know. That's a good question. Certainly.
Yeah, because a lot of the people that have been there year after year don't go for the speakers and the panels.
That's a good point. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. Bob is in Wisconsin, listening in Madison to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about global warming. I'm
sure.
I'm very concerned that the left and the right, or the political spectrum, seems to be hampering the science in this area. And I've made my own scientific breakthrough by combining or looking at the Kondratiev wave, the 54-55-year cycle. When you take that out of the global warming data, you find that there's a perfectly straight line from 1910 to 1973 and from 1973 forward.
And what does that represent, that line?
That line, it was 1 degree per century. It was flat prior to 1910. And then from 1910 to 1973, it was about 1 degree per century of
per
warming.
Century.
Now it's at 2 degrees per century of warming.
Hold on. Wait, you said from 1910 to 1975. That's not even a century.
Well, pro rata. Pro rata. Right. I convert everything to a slope of per century.
Okay. So, I see what you're saying. Yep.
Sort of like when they do a lot of the statistic per 10,000 people.
Years,
yeah, okay.
I normalize things.
Okay.
I'm an electrical engineer.
So you're saying that you're saying that the increase in temperature is increasing, the clip at which it is increasing is increasing?
It has been increasing at a linear rate. That's the astounding thing when you adjust, take the 55-year cycle out of it. Because take
that out of the graph and explain it in radio terms. What does that mean, a linear rate?
Well, what it means is that global warming has been steadily increasing year by year by a fraction of...
Are you saying that if we were to put that on a chart, that it would be like a 45-degree angle?
It would change angles. It would be like going from maybe a 15-degree angle to a 30-degree angle.
Tell me this, Bob. Let's say you're right. I don't know if you are, but let's say you are, and that the temperature is increasing globally over time.
Yeah.
What do you propose?
Well, the important thing is that right now the extremists on either side, the denial side, or on the exaggerated side, this comes in between and shows that global warming, while it's there and while it appears to be having a man-made cause, it is increasing much slower than the extremists on the high end would have it. And it is actually happening. So the deniers are wrong as well.
All right, let me ask you this question, Bob. You're saying that all global warming is man-made?
I am not saying that all global warming is man-made, because what causes the Kondratiev cycle is a solar fluctuation that gets stronger, like around in the 40s and the 80s and 90s, and gets weaker in this period of time. You realize that while we are setting new records for the temperature rise throughout the 80s and 90s at about a year or two apart, you know, through that whole period, that we have not exceeded the 1998 maximum since then.
Daryl, you didn't get to answer. You didn't get to ask your question yet. Can you ask the question?
I did, and if he was to say that all global warming is man-made, then I would have a follow-up.
I thought we
got out of the ice age. Because obviously the cavemen didn't have SUVs to drive around.
Okay, well then I never got my question answered, Bob, and that was, you know, what is your proposal?
It's partially man-made. The study that I find the most.
That's
credible.
Fine. I don't really want to get into that right now because we've got the news to get to here. But I'm willing to hold on to you, Bob. Right. If you want to hang on the line, we can bring you back. What I'd like to know is what your proposal is. I mean, do you have a proposal? And if so. Stand by, because we can bring you back at 855-453.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.